Hello everyone, my name's Cody here from Gawler Community Broadcasting, and I'm here with Susanna and Josh, who are exhibiting at the Gawler Art Gallery. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on there?
Hi Cody, thanks for visiting us today. We're exhibiting a few of our works at the Gawler Community Gallery today. We have three exhibitors' works on show, my work, which is photography, Josh's work, which is sculpture, and a third artist who's unfortunately not here with us today, named Andrew Taylor.
Yes, he's a digital artist, by the way.
Yeah, so all his things are done on the computer, and then he just sends them to us and we print them out. So it's pretty cool because he's able to exhibit anywhere in the world rather than having to send his actual stuff.
Yeah, we're quite fortunate to have someone of his caliber actually being with us, I think. He kind of gives us some class, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think you could say that.
So it's called Light, Form and Pixels, is that right?
That's correct, and that's the light is my photography work, the form is meant to depict Josh's sculpture, and the pixels is for Andrew's digital imaging.
So what's your, inspiration for your photography?
Really, my photography is about the way I light the objects. It's about seeing the objects in a way that you wouldn't normally look at the objects. So whereas we normally look at things with the lighting from above or from one side, this is a way of lighting the objects from all different angles so we can see the shapes that make up the object in a different way than we would normally look at them.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, because I guess if you shine a torch from below your face, you look terrifying. If you just shine a torch on your face, you're blind. So it's that's the various types of lighting.
Exactly, and lighting has a lot of potential to change the way we feel or think about different images, and it's pretty cool to be able to use that in an exhibition. I teach digital design at Curtin University, and Andrew, who's got the digital art on display, he also teaches there too. So we teach a lot of concepts around digital design and things like that, so it's cool to kind of take what we teach and what we practice and put that in a public display. And this is the first exhibition for me, and I believe for Andrew as well. And also for Josh.
And also for me.
So, Josh, mm-hmm. what's your experience with all of this that you've been making?
As I said earlier, I'm a sculptor. I'm exhibiting, nine pieces, all of them themed around the idea of some sort of monstrous aspects of some kind or another. You could go on to say it's some sort of commentary, but I just really like to make monsters, and I like to see when everyone kind of enjoys it, so... And, you know, to have my stuff put alongside Susanna's beautiful photos and, you know, Andrew's lovely pixels, you know, it's a pleasure, really. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
So do you have a history of doing, like, when did you start wanting to do sculpture?
I've got training in, say, 3D art and stuff, and so I wanted to take it more practical, more physical. So
yeah.
That was quite a few years ago I started experimenting with that, up 7 years, perhaps. And I've just continued since then, and I've tried different materials and different methods, and we kind of settled on a bunch of them for today's exhibit.
So, have either of you done an exhibit before? Have you had your works presented?
I've put a couple of photos in for a group photography exhibit once, but that was nothing like the preparation for this, so it was quite detailed. And I don't think Josh has exhibited before, have you?
No, I've never exhibited before, no. And it shows, because I finished my last piece this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's not just unique to new people. I think everyone procrastinates until the very last moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh literally pulled his last piece out of the oven on our way here. So.
Yeah, it's still hot in the car.
I think that's a form of art in itself. Yeah. It's you can see the freshly warm sculpture. All right, well, enjoy the art gallery.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much, and thanks for coming along.